There's a move in Congress to declassify Richard Clark's testimony 2 years ago before a panel investigating 9/11 intelligence failures. Republicans want the former White House counterterrorism chief's statements made public. They say what Clark said then contradicts charges he made last week when he accused the Bush administration of paying little attention to terrorism before the attacks. Democrats also want the testimony released. They argue that there is no contradiction in Clark's statements. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the decision lies with the White House.
It was the leader of the Senate's Republican majority, Bill Frist, who late last week first called for declassifying Clark's testimony before the joint congressional inquiry. Over the weekend, Clark told NPR he, too, wants that testimony released. And he also demanded that the White House release a memo he said he wrote at the beginning of the Bush presidency recommending anti-terror policies. He also wants a memo released that he says shows National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice waited 7 months to adopt those recommendations.
Let's declassify my entire testimony, all 196 pages of it, or whatever it is. And let's also declassify those two key documents, the materials I submitted as a strategy or a plan or decision materials, whatever you want to call it, in January, and what was finally approved in September. And you'll see that there's no difference between the two.
Flying on Air Force One today, White House spokesman Scott McClellan was asked about Clark's demand that those memos, as well as all of his White House emails, be declassified and made public. According to a transcript, McClellan told reporters it was up to Congress and the independent 9/11 Commission to decide on such matters. Ross Baker, who's a congressional expert at Rutgers University, says the White House has gone from attacking Clark last week to running away from him this week.
Clearly, you know, the White House would like to be able to, in a sense, distance itself from the kinds of things that Clark is saying, and certainly shield the people that they consider to be vulnerable to this kind of probing, principally among them Condoleezza Rice.
There is a role Congress must play in getting both Clark's and possibly Rice's classified documents released, but James Thurber of American University says ultimately the decision lies with George W. Bush.
It would take a request from Congress and an agreement by the Executive Office of the President and the President of the United States to declassify them.
And presidential scholar Fred Greenstein of Princeton University says, in effect, that Majority Leader Frist has let the toothpaste out of the tube by publicly calling for the declassification of Clark's testimony.
Frist having called for this so strongly, and then Clark having said that he wants it done, and at the same time, there being such a huge record buildup, I mean, it might have to be released in a sanitized form.
It would be up to CIA Director George Tenet to actually review any documents being declassified. And Congressional Research Service scholar Louis Fisher says National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice might also have a say.
At the policymaking level, she'd weigh in as to whether she thought it was advisable or not. But in the end, it's going to be a political decision made by Bush.
Several other experts also said it would ultimately be up to the president to decide on declassifying these documents. Rutgers Baker says it's a politically delicate decision to make.
The idea that somehow the whole question of classification becoming a matter of political debate, I think, really raises some very serious questions about the propriety of this whole exercise.
The Senate Intelligence Committee, in fact, has no plans to pursue declassifying these documents, according to a top Republican staffer. If there is a request from Congress for such action, it will likely come only from the House Intelligence Committee, which did not return phone calls today. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.